What is going on? Welcome back to Any Given Sunday. I'm your host, Hendo, here with my permanent co-host.
Things like that. You know that ain't the truth.
Bradney, you are the
you
co-host.
You know it ain't the truth.
You're the co-host. How you doing today, Bradney?
Very tired. How are you doing today?
I'm tired as well. You know, getting a little bit older, as you know. And yesterday I went out and had Korean barbecue. I love hots. Yeah. But hots don't love me back.
Of course not.
And the older you get,
not in your advanced age.
And the older you get, the way that it goes in is the way to come out. It is not good. I got the boobly goops.
That's not great.
It's not.
We don't need detail on that.
What they call my kids call it, the padoodles.
Did you take your new permanent house guest out with you?
What permanent house guest?
Little Dream?
Dream left. Like, she came and stopped by. I got her Easter basket. And
said, I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, for some reason, somehow she's going to spend a week here. She was like, weekend? I was like, not this weekend. We got too many things going on, so.
You ain't got no things going on.
Saturday, sir.
Oh, you're talking about next weekend. I thought you said this weekend.
Yeah, the weekend that's coming.
Like there you go. Sixth. Okay, gotcha.
She was like, I'm going to drop off on the 6th. I was like, no, you won't. I won't be here.
He's like, I'll drop her at the stadium. Whatever.
I would
let her run around on the field. She'll be happy.
I would take her to the stadium, but she does not know how to act in public.
What do you mean?
She has no discipline, no self-control.
I mean, you know, attitude reflects leadership, and though I don't know.
Facts. And she's not always around me, so.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Cool.
All right. Let's see who we got up in here with us tonight. I didn't expect anybody to be here because it is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to all of you that celebrated.
I know. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Should be ashamed. Should be celebrating with family right now.
That's right.
I'm home alone, so.
Yeah, and I don't celebrate Easter, so.
I mean, I don't even, but you know. I will take all the vegan candy that I just acquired.
That's not a real thing.
Killer Cam, hola, what's going on? We got Big Reg in the house.
We got to cut this short.
Why? Cousin Davon, what's going on?
I just looked at the Duke score. They need me.
No, they don't.
They're down 10 with 5 minutes left.
What's up, Jay?
They need us. Okay?
Jeremy Miller's in the house.
Support.
They don't need our support. I thought the ladies needed our support, and they scored like 8 points in the first half.
Well, that may be on me. I didn't start watching until the fourth quarter. And you saw the comeback they made. But, yeah. What's up, Osmond?
What's up, Osmond? How you doing? Tanja Bowman's in the house. What's going on? Hey, yes, happy Sunday. Happy Resurrection Day once again to all of you to celebrate. All right, listen. We ain't got nothing real heavy for you. Something slight. You know, it's not much really a bunch of news going on in the Ravens community. I was being joked before the stream about what were we going to stream about because, as we know, the Ravens didn't really do much of anything. So.
Yes.
What's up, Darius? How you feel? Be the change you wish to see. I try to be the change that I wish to see, but apparently my general manager, he doesn't see eye to eye with me. He likes to make jokes about former players. No. All right. Let's jump into this, Brian, because I don't think we're going to be here that long. Not unless the people have something that they really wish to talk about.
I'm sorry. Why do you have to say that? Every time you say that, it's an hour and a half show. I keep telling you, don't say that.
This is the show.
You're jinxing the show.
It's the show for the people. It's what the people want. If the people want to talk about some stuff, we talk about some stuff. They got some comments they want to talk about. We talk about the comments, bro.
Nah.
But since we are talking NFL, Baltimore Ravens, I guess the only news that really we have to bring up for this week is Jadeveon Clowney. I know that the Baltimore Ravens wanted to resign Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know why they thought that once they signed him last year to that $2.5 million contract, after tying a career-high 9.5 sacks and many, many pressures, the Ravens thought that they were going to get him at the hometown discounted price. I don't know what they were waiting on. I don't know what they were thinking about. But Jadeveon Clowney signed a two-year, $20 million contract with the Carolina Panthers.
That's right. And you know exactly what they were thinking. The Ravens let the other 31 teams make their free agency signings for them. They just wait until there isn't anything left. You know, the last people down at the bottom of the barrel, and then that's what they sign. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
True, true. So with this move, I figured that eventually that the Ravens were going to go into panic mode and probably rush to make an offer to Kyle Van Noy and bring him back. But in traditional Ravens fashion, they said, you know what? He doesn't want to go to training camp. He's probably not going to sign right until midway point of the offseason and get with the team. So they'll make him an offer then. Then we got the news that Hassan Reddick was traded to the New York Jets from the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't remember what the compensation was. Something like a six.
I believe it was a second round pick in 2026.
A second?
I believe it was a second in 2026. Yeah.
2026. So not even for this season. So we could have acquired next season. So 2 years down the road, we could have acquired right now a pass rusher that tremendously helps this team. And apparently this is an area that the Ravens are lacking, being that they're out here trying to sign certain free agents because as of right now, we have David Ajabo. I'm sorry, Njigbo. We have Odafe.
I just want you to know, in case you ever see this clip, David, I do not co-sign that nickname, okay? I think it's hurtful. I think it's disrespectful. And I do not co-sign that.
I mean, that's what he's done.
Odafe no way is pretty funny to me, though. I like that one.
You like what?
Odafe no way.
I mean, no way, slow way, go away.
All of the above.
All of the above. What's going on, Jose? Thank you for dropping by. But, oh, I forgot. Let us not forget. Fifth round pick, Tavius Robinson. So these are the three main pass rushers.
Hey, I believe he was a fourth round pick, sir.
I think
he
was a fifth. Tomato, tomato.
That's not what that is. You can very easily confirm either way.
It's tomato.
You're really coming after Ferris for that bum scoop title. I'll tell you that.
Nah, man. You know what? I have been off my game recently. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I've been off my game a little bit. You know, so ever since you showed me that comment. I don't know. The coach showed the comment.
Fourth round pick.
My apologies, Bradley. You were correct. You are the truest Ravens fan on this channel.
God damn it, bro. I don't even know why I come here.
Because you're the co-host. So we have those three pass rushers on the squad as of right now. And of course, the Ravens are waiting for the June 1st cuts.
Third round pick in 2026. Thank you very much, Tanja. I would appreciate it if you spell my name properly next time.
He's real big on spelling his name right. Like, that irks him.
I think that people have names, and I think that we should respect the names that they have. Okay,
I agree 100%. I do. Okay. So a third round pick in 2026, which is 2 years from now, the Ravens could have acquired an established pass rusher to give the Ravens what they need, especially with a new defensive coordinator and new defensive staff altogether. We don't know how this defense is actually going to look, and to get a proven star and bring him in. Somebody that gets double-digit sacks every year. Somebody he's not a hometown kid, but he's from Philadelphia, so he's close by. This is something that I thought that the Ravens could have done, something the Ravens should have done, but they figure we'll wait for the cuts. And I think that the only thing that kind of gives me pause with the June 1st cuts is you don't know who's going to get cut. So this cannot be your plan each and every season. You can't sit back and say, well, you know, we'll wait to find out what team cuts what person for what price. We just don't know. And then we end up getting garbage because we did get lucky last season with Kyle Van Noy and Jadeveon Clowney. We got lucky, to be honest with you. It wasn't skill, strategy. So what do you think about this?
Tyus Bowser available. If you want to, I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah, I like Tyus Bowser.
You want to shoulder up that edge rusher room. But listen, you got a first-round pick in Owe. You got a second-round pick in Ojabo. You got a fourth-round pick in Tavius Robinson. Let them cook, right? That's what you say about the offense all the time. Go into the draft. Day three, pick up a couple of depth guys and let them go.
All right. It makes sense. The Chiefs be getting it done with the rookies. But the Chiefs also have a competent coaching staff. John Harbaugh doesn't like to play rookies.
Have the Chiefs been getting done with rookies?
Huh? That's secondary. They're secondary.
They weren't rookies.
Well, I mean, they weren't rookies, but they played them. Like three or four of them were rookies 2 years ago. and they had an all rookie secondary that won a Super Bowl. So they don't have a problem.
I'm just saying.
They don't have a problem with paying rookies, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What do you think that who do you think that the Ravens can get pass rush wise that's out there that maybe will show up this defense? I know it's not much. It's slim pickings out there right now, but is there anyone out there that you see that maybe will give this team a boost?
In terms of pass rushing? Yeah, I'm honestly not even sure who's still available. I mean, there's always guys out there, right? But like you're saying, it's not really any impact players left at this point. Let me see who else is who's out there. Because I honestly don't know in terms of edge rushers who is even left. A lot of guys have been signed. Even not great guys have been signed. Y'all missed out on Chaisson. That's unfortunate for you. Carolina really, really jumped out in front of you on that one. You got that scrub. Let's see here. Looking on Spotrac, let's take a look at all positions. And we're going to go with the edge. And let's see what we've got. We have Emmanuel Ogba, Carl Lawson, Randy Gregory, Yannick Ngakoue, Charles Harris, Tyus Bowser, Jerry Hughes, Bud Dupree, Marquise Haynes, Marcus Golden, Shaq Lawson, Anthony Barr. I mean, y'all should go in the draft, honestly, if anything. If you're really looking for edge help. Probably want to get that day three of the draft.
I would agree. So, as always, the Ravens have kind of, you know, dropped the ball on this one and are waiting for mid to low level replacements to come in and actually save this team. And for me, it's extremely frustrating because we're so close to a Super Bowl. Ever since Lamar Jackson came in and became the starting quarterback of this team, we've been this close to a Super Bowl. There's been little tweaks that could and should have been made that have not been made, and they just don't seem to do it. So,
Justin Houston,
come on, bro, stop that.
Let's not
go there. So that brings me to the next topic. And you know what you said? You know, you sent the link out to Shug, and this would have been something that he may have been able to speak on. Has the Ravens Super Bowl window closed? Do you feel the Ravens have done enough throughout free agency up to this point to be a contender for the Super Bowl? Because there was a Steelers reporter for one of these publications, and he said the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl window has closed because of all the free agent losses that they've had and also them not shoring up that offensive line, which we all know in the NFL is a very, very important unit when you want to be successful. So to you, Bradney, in your opinion and in the chat, do you believe that the Ravens Super Bowl window has closed?
The window, as far as those exist, is never going to be closed as long as they have Lamar Jackson. The quarterback position is what opens and closes your window. And they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, no, the window is not closed. I think they're further away today than they were, you know, at the end of the season or at the start of last season, wherever you want to compare it to. But like Tanja says, it's March 31st. Haven't had the draft yet. They're obviously not done in free agency. You know, we don't really like the Ravens' approach, but they are going to sign more players, obviously. They like to wait a little later and see if they can get bargains, but they have the draft. They have the second wave or third wave of free agency, and you're still going to be able to look around and make, you know, potentially make trades. So this is not anywhere near the final roster. If we're saying this is the final roster and that's what we're going to judge it on, then no, they're not Super Bowl contenders right now. But there's a long way to go before the start of the season. And again, as long as Lamar Jackson is on the team, the Super Bowl window is open.
I agree 100%. As long as we have Lamar as a quarterback, anything is possible. I just think that this reporter, I think in his view, it was kind of not only what the Ravens have not done in free agency, it's what the AFC particularly has done for most teams to make themselves a little bit better. I mean, even in our own division, Cincinnati shoring up their offensive line, even though they did trade Joe Mixon. Didn't get that one. Cleveland is making moves offensively to get better, and they were the number two defense in the league. Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh seemed to be a quarterback away from actually contending, and they went out and got two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They did trade away two of their wide receivers, let go of one of their safeties. I think their move now was to shore up that offensive line, but the quarterback being the most important position, I think the moves that were made by the other division foes and the moves that the Ravens did not make was kind of the barometer of this reporter's knowledge or his opinion. So, mm-hmm. I mean, but like you said, as long as Lamar's here, we can win games.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of silly to write an article in March talking about those Super Bowl windows close.
I mean, listen, this is the time of the year where it's not much to talk about, especially now that free agency is ramped down. Teams aren't really making moves. You know, they're doing little things here and there, but not things to move the needle as to helping their team actually get better. So people just find stuff to write about.
That's better.
I agree. The Panthers, listen, I admire the Panthers. I like what they're doing. I like the moves that they're making. You know, people can sit there and say they're overpaying for people, but sometimes mm-hmm. when you want something, you have to overpay for it. And they don't sit back and say, well, you know, let's wait around and find out at the end who's left over and then see what we can get. Because I think some of those things kind of led them to where they were last year. Yeah. You know, they didn't really go after certain things, especially with the rookie quarterback last year. You would have thought that they would have shored up the offensive line once again, which is one of the most important positions in the NFL. So I commend my little cousins.
To be fair, first of all, you're not your little cousins. They're on the same level as y'all because you don't win anything either. They thought they had the O line shored up. It was a shock to everybody how poorly they played. And as far as overpaying, you know, that's what you're supposed to do when you have your quarterback on a rookie contract. You go out and you pay what you need to pay to surround them with the talent that you want to surround them with. I know Baltimore doesn't know anything about that because you didn't do that when you had Lamar on a rookie contract either. You said, hey, we can't afford it. And then once he got his deal, he said, hey, we can't afford it because Lamar. So, you know, difference in philosophies. Yeah. It's more than one way to win, I guess.
Facts. When one franchise is winning, I guess you are correct in that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully little brother will come up this year. Listen, I'm hopeful. Like I've always liked the Panthers, so I'm hopeful that they'll come up. But, you know, it's going to take some time. And I do think that Bryce Young needs a couple more weapons.
Yeah.
You know, Thielen's getting a little older.
Well, luckily, they've got two picks right there at the top of the second round. Prime territory to grab some receiver help.
So being a Panthers fan. I know that's
not really an option for y'all because you don't have three starters on your O-line. So you gotta grab those big guys at 30. But
you might be right. But somebody hit a comment earlier this morning on a video I had saying, why do we need another wide receiver? We have Zay Flowers. He's the mm-hmm. best wide receiver we got, and you can't do no better than him.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, definitely.
I'm sitting there like, yo, so you just want to go with status quo. We've done this before, trying to go into a season with one wide receiver. And then in the end, like, oh, we need some help. Lamar needs help. But my question to you is also, I saw Ravens fans, and not anybody in the chat, because I know they're not like delusional like that. But I saw something on Twitter where somebody was like, man, we need to go get DJ Chark. He is a playmaker. He's that dude. As a Panthers fan, can you attest
to that? I believe LaVisca Chenault was mentioned in that that as well.
LaVisca Chenault was mentioned.
Absolute garbage. Definitely go pick him up. It would be hilarious.
I meant
LaVisca's like he's like Debo if you take away his athleticism and skill
and speed.
Yeah, well, I mean that's part of it.
But yeah, he's slower.
Definitely speed being number one. Yikes!
And that guy was. And in the tweet, the guy was like, man, you know ball. He was like, you want LaVisca and Shark? You know ball, sir. And I looked at the tweet and I was like, and I got up to respond and I was like, it ain't even worth it. Yeah, it ain't even worth it. Of all the free agents out here right now, you said LaVisca Chenault and DJ Chark were the replacements that we need to come in here and help us win. But I don't see it. But to me, like I said, I don't think that the Ravens window is closed. Have they done enough up to this point? I don't think so. But once again, we still have June 1st cuts. We have the draft. Free agency is not over. Mm-hmm. EDC can still come out and trade for somebody. I'm going to keep my hopes high. I gotta keep my hopes high. You know, I just thought, me personally, that with coming so close to winning the AFC Championship, like we were never out of that game. Being so close, I thought the Ravens were going to make some upgrades to kind of help get over that hump. And that is something, unfortunately, up until now, they did not do.
Thought maybe it'll wake them up a little bit, and it has not.
I mean, each and every season, like the progression each and every season, like fall short. Almost got there, fall short. Now was the time. You know what? We're going to go all in. We're going to make some noise. And you can sign people to one-year contracts. Like people are always saying, well, we can't afford it. Oh, they cost too much. You can sign somebody to a one-year deal and see how it goes. We did that with OBJ. Unfortunately, we took a broke down 30-year-old off-injured wide receiver. Stop, man. Don't do that. Don't joke like that. Because they may try to go get him. Someone just says, we haven't even spent any money from any restructures, have we? No, but the Ravens are currently, I believe, 14 mil under the cap. And I'm not sure if that includes draft picks and money set aside for injuries. So it's kind of close to the vest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not particularly sure what they're doing with this money. I'm sure they have a plan. We just don't know what it is yet. And yay, we got a surprise. Oh, no, we don't have a surprise. I'm not bringing that up.
Oh, what?
So, what and a, you brought and you,
what a hendo. Oh,
so, you're so disrespectful, sir.
That's rude.
Why do you keep bringing that up? You're so disrespectful, sir.
We have a guest.
He's not on screen, is he? I mean, and I don't know why he has a picture of me as his screensaver. That's so ridiculous.
Is it? I thought it was kind of funny.
It wasn't funny to me.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
So about 12, a little over 12 million right now, according to over the cap, is what Baltimore has.
That's it. Yeah. With all the structures and everything that we've done, that's all. Well,
glad you took down that banner. There we go. Shug, you there?
I am here, but I am.
There he is.
Currently snacking on Easter candy.
That's all right. Jose's not here.
Then what? I can't stream and eat. Earlier today, I was eating on my own stream, and I swear I thought Jose was gonna walk in there, so I had to get off.
He got PTSD. That's not cool.
Yes. What do you expect from another Puerto Rican man? Gives me PTSD.
That is at the
my father. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
We were talking about a Pittsburgh Steeler writer. He said that the Baltimore Ravens window has closed for the Super Bowl. As a Steelers fan, do you believe that to be true?
Okay, we're not messing around and we're being honest. I do believe so. I do believe that your Super Bowl window is really close to closing. Because I think if you would agree with me, Hendo, that the Baltimore Ravens have not gotten the weapons that Lamar Jackson needs to win a Super Bowl. And the fact that you know, people, I remember, like you said, it's about going, it's like going to the thrift store. You know, Derrick Henry is now, oh, look, we got Derrick Henry. Well, this isn't Derrick Henry from 5 years ago. This is, you know, might not maybe give you 1,000 yards, but that's about it. You know, who's your wide receivers? You guys are really going to depend on Bateman? And I saw that you had posted in Discord talk about Zay Flowers and how someone's like, he's the number one receiver. And Bronny was like, he hasn't even put up number one receiver numbers. You know, and I hate to bring it up. I really do. But George Pickens had small hands thrown to him and still put up 1,000 yards and was throwing less times to him.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Was George Pickens in his first or his second year?
This is his second. He's going into his third year now. So it's his second year. Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Right. What did he put up 1,000 in his rookie season? I believe he had like 800 yards.
Okay, so he's about the same as Zay. Yeah, so about the same as Zay Flowers. Okay, cool.
So with the trajectory you're speaking of, Zay Flowers should have 1,200 yards.
He should, but do you think Baltimore coaches are going to put an emphasis on getting the ball?
If we don't have any other wide receivers to throw to, yes.
Or are we going to throw the ball to why did I say we? Jesus Christ.
Because you're already around here.
But what happens if they start throwing the ball? What if they start just throwing the ball, feeding it to Mark Andrews?
We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Mark Andrews is not the Mark Andrews of old. He's a security blanket. Listen, he's that third down. We may need somebody to get the ball. As long as there's no way near the end zone, he's the one to go to. But so let me ask you this. Do you think that the Steelers over the last three seasons were Super Bowl contenders?
No, they were not.
Okay.
They were literally in I knew you were gonna catch that. Thank God I'm not on camera, so you can't prove it. This might be somebody else. No, we were not. We were never close to being Super Bowl contenders. We were in rebuilding.
Who is this we?
The Steelers.
You're not a Steelers fan, though.
I am a Steelers fan.
Banks, Zay was the number one target in Baltimore also, so I don't know what you're...
And they force-fed him the ball. They force-fed him the ball. Like, they would give him the ball three straight possessions.
And this year, Pickens was not Steelers' number one target, though.
Until Mason Rudolph came in, and that's when
Rudolph the racist reindeer came in and started throwing him the ball. But I would say
Mark Andrews needs to get traded. Who's going to take his place?
Who's going to take him?
I mean, he's better than Travis Kelce. That's what I thought Raven fan said.
Robert says Steelers need a QB. Russ and Fields are not Lamar.
We don't need him to be. We don't need our quarterback to be Lamar Jackson. Look at you guys. Lamar, you guys painted rings. Hold up. Yeah, like what is? Hold up. What is like? I'm not trying to, because I like Lamar.
I know you do. You defend Lamar in
I do. Steelers I do actually places. Defend. I do defend Lamar a lot. But we don't need a quarterback to be Lamar Jackson. Last year we had small hands, Rudolph the red nose racist, and freaking Mitch can't throw a damn touchdown to Trubisky.
Tricky
as
Mitch.
Our quarterback, as our QB, and we had, and that gave us 13 touchdowns, and we still went 10-7.
So Bank says likely has already replaced him. Has he? Because what did we talk about last week, Rodney? When somebody was like, yeah, if likely gets, if he plays 17 games, he's gonna get 1,000 yards. And Rodney showed me the stat where he played 17 games.
Yeah.
And he wasn't close to 1,000 yards.
Like he played well when Mark Andrews went down. That's cool.
He played very well.
But I mean, he played well when Mark Andrews went down. He had 411 yards over 17 games. So you can't say that he's replaced him, because he didn't. Yeah, but Ravens fans like to project.
Mm-hmm. We do, and we're hoping. Do we have the offense to sustain a two tight end set? Because when you saw how likely played when Mark Andrews was on the field. And when he was out, he ate. And then when Mark Andrews came back, he was the forgotten man again. So do we really need both of them on the field at the same time? I think you need a tight end and three wide receivers. You need a dominant one, a very good two, and a serviceable three, and a decent tight end. I don't know about putting two tight ends on the field. I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
I mean, we should just go back to running the wing T. Might as well.
He said we.
Yeah. He said we.
God damn it.
What's going on there?
I'm just not going to talk anymore.
He said likely hasn't replaced anybody. He's a backup tight end. Everybody's going to cry about likely being sorry next season when he has 25 receptions. I mean, I'm not going to cry. Status quo.
Look, I'm not going to say he's going to be sorry. I thought he played well. I'm not going to take that away from him.
He made the leap.
He's a talented guy. I don't know that he's a better player than Mark Andrews. I don't think so.
I don't even at this advanced stage of Mark Andrews' career, and I'm not the biggest Mark Andrews fan because he doesn't show up in the playoffs, as we all know. Isaiah Likely has a touchdown in the playoffs over Mark Andrews' career. He does not have any. And the most he's had is, what, I think 60-something yards? And that was against Cincinnati. But outside of that, he gets normally 3 catches, 40 yards. And Likely's outperformed him. But even still, push come to shove, I think I would count on Mark Andrews more than I would count on Isaiah Likely at this point in time.
Banks, that's the lowest bar in the history of bars. Like, I don't care that he's outperformed Mark Andrews in the playoffs. That means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because Mark Andrews hasn't done anything in the playoffs but drop touchdowns.
Oh, there he is. What's up?
What's going on? Happy Easter. You guys. Sorry, I was. These things are amazing. White chocolate eggs with chocolate in the middle with hazelnut. Freaking. My diabetes is flying right now. So thank you. Appreciate you guys.
But you continue to eat it.
Yes. Yes. It's Easter. Jesus was laying eggs this morning, and I need to go search for them.
Mark Andrews is a decent tight end. He's a decent tight end. He had one all-pro season. Shout out to him. But other than that, he's been a decent tight end.
He's a good player, but not a special player.
Right. And for me, I think he was amplified because we didn't have anything else. So he was Lamar's go-to guy. And now that you see that they started to bring talent to the outside, he doesn't go to Mark Andrews as much because that's normally what happens in systems, unless you are Travis Kelce. Catch touchdowns in the playoffs. Let's start with that. He can catch touchdowns in the playoffs. That
backwards. What can Andrews do that Likely can't?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, drop touchdown passes in the playoffs.
I think Likely can do that too. Mark Andrews, again, he's a decent player. And I've said on here before that if they got a strong offer for Mark Andrews, they should move him. But he's not a player that they should be looking to give away.
Not at all. But we do need to start having an honest conversation. And it may be all coincidental, but the Ravens offense started to take off once Andrews left the building. Maybe coincidental. I'm not saying, and I'm not putting it on Andrews. He's not a bad player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we need to get stronger on the outside with the receivers.
Yeah.
And not be so tight end dependent. This isn't Joe Flacco. We don't have Joe Flacco, a quarterback that relies heavily on tight ends. But, listen. Tomato, tomato. Once again. Thursday wasn't no coincidence. I'm trying to get a man, I'm trying to give him some grace. Ravens fans feel like we need him. They say he's the number one tight end in the NFL. Is he better than Pat Freiermuth right now?
Yeah, Chip? I would say he is. Well, Pat Freiermuth's about to get a real quarterback. So we'll see.
We shall see.
I mean, when he had Big Ben, even when he had Big Ben, who couldn't throw 15 yards down the field, he at least had a QB that could throw him the ball. Many hands couldn't even get it to him.
Baby Mitts.
Down the middle. Yeah, Baby Mitts. What was your other name for him?
You're going to be real upset when he wins a Super Bowl in Philly.
On the bench?
If he wins a Super Bowl.
Doesn't matter.
That's fine, eh?
That's not what we're discussing.
Hey, sometimes you got to be dragged along, right?
That's right.
Ronnie? Jose knows about that, right? Mm-mm. Yeah, just got to drag him along, right, Rodney? Shout out to Jose, one of my favorite streamers. Appreciate him.
All right, moving on. With the NFL draft less than a month away, I think we are 26 days away from the draft. This is something for us to look forward to. The NFL has released its dates for each team's off-season workouts.
27 days away from the draft, I believe. Because Carolina is pick 33. You don't really give a damn what happened on day one at this point. who's even going to watch that, honestly?
We are, because we're actually doing a stream with Coach Evans for the first two rounds of the draft. The whole Ravens
round. You brought it, Rodney. Why are you always trying to get out of doing work?
Right.
It's not work if you don't get paid, Sean.
It is still work.
Nope.
You get paid being rewarded with the people that are pleased with hearing your voice.
Don't talk to me about getting paid in exposure.
Touche. 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 All right. I guess that didn't work. But anyway, moving on. NFL news. Certain NFL news going on around that may possibly affect the Ravens. Last night, early this morning, I guess Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs possibly, quote unquote, was involved in a car accident where some Lamborghinis were racing and some people got injured. Did anybody die in that accident?
I have not seen any reports saying that anyone died, no.
Well, the police are out looking for him right now. And if he indeed was the driver of that vehicle, a suspension is coming.
Possibly. I mean, we'll see. Thankfully, nobody, it seems like nobody was seriously hurt. There's a video floating around out there. I'm not 100% sure if that's the actual incident, but if it is, it's just unbelievably stupid because they would have been racing out in, broad daylight in traffic and crashed and caused a six-car accident. Mm-hmm. And then he hopped out of the car and ran away. No. And it doesn't really get dumber than that, I don't think.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of was he may have been inebriated, possibly.
I don't know.
Yeah, we've had enough with that with the Vegas Raiders, and we saw what happened with him. So, why would you, even if, let's per se, the car was registered in his name and he lent it to a friend,
mm-hmm.
why not turn yourself in? They're going to find you.
And it's going to be worse if you run.
If you run, because eventually you're either going to have to show up to training camp, the OTAs will get fined. You're going to want to receive. What if you got to receive his Super Bowl ring in jail?
I don't think he gets to do that.
I mean, he's not going to get it. They'll probably flash it by real quick. Like, there you go, sir. There's your ring. But to me, this week is the Chiefs. So that makes the Hollywood Brown signing even better, in my opinion, especially if they lose him for a portion of the season. Or who knows, depending upon how long he runs or how long they're searching for him. What's going on, Don C?
What's up, Don? Amazing. Yeah, we about to get out of here, though, Don.
Yeah, man, this ain't no 12 stream. It's Easter. We have things to do.
Yeah.
Have a galaxy.
Hey, Don, happy. We ain't got nothing to do. We're going to proceed.
You're
on the other side of the country.
Facts.
It's still on the good side.
It's not even evening time for you.
No, I'm not even going to argue. I think I'm just saying.
No. It's barely. I was actually taking a nap, and then I saw the message from Rodney.
Wow.
You were taking a nap. Oh, Jay, no.
Yeah, Duke loses.
Jay, your team lost last round, right? What are you happy about?
Your man missed a dunk with 40-something seconds left.
Are we going to talk about the greatest day in basketball that's happening tomorrow?
We're going to talk about that. Yes, we are.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm pumped. I'm very, very excited for that. I know we kind of talk trash back and forth about it, but I'm thrilled to see that game. The other game too is going to
be exciting. I'm excited for that one too. So
all right. So I mean,
tell you know who I ain't going to be doing no work tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not doing that tomorrow. We're going to be.
The boogeyman. Boogity boogity.
So let me ask you gentlemen a question. Do you think, in your opinion, has women's college basketball taken over the sport? Because for me personally, I did not pay attention to men's college basketball for years. It's probably been since 2015. Yeah. And I found myself over the last few weeks watching each and every women's basketball game. And it has not been disappointing. Every team has a star. I just finished watching NC State win. And that one girl, Naija, or whatever her name is, that young lady, she started the game 7 for 8 for three-pointers. Yeah. And she was mm-hmm. out there balling. You got Hannah Hidalgo at Notre Dame. You got Juju Watkins at SC. There are so many stars. And
the girl from Texas, Booker. Yeah, right. She's a freshman. She's only going to get better. The team from Oregon State are all, none of them are seniors. They're all coming back next year.
That's a really strong team in Oregon State too.
That's a real strong team. You know, you have like, it's just crazy that right side of the bracket though. It's like the left side has South Carolina and their star, and then a bunch of like teams that just, you know, that we found out about. And then the right side is just all the stars. they have everybody over there on the other side.
What's up? Where we see you at? We missed you. Wait, I didn't see you. Where was you at? My bad.
Is he in the background?
I'm going to encourage everybody to go over to Live It Big with Big Reg and check out their last stream. Some real interesting topics came up in that one that I'm sure you all will want to know about.
Yes, please go. Live It Big with Big
Reg. I'm not going to say anything more about that. But yes, for me to answer your question, Hendo, yes. I haven't been paying attention to men's college basketball at all for years. And it is because the talent leaves so quickly, right? You have recently you had players going into the G League, going into other like kind of semi-pro leagues. You've had a lot of players coming over from overseas. And then you just have the American players leaving after a year or two. And so you don't really get to know the players. They don't, like somebody mentioned, you don't build the storylines or anything like that. It's just not as interesting. And to answer your question, Banks, I got LSU. But really, really excited to watch that one.
Yes. How about you, Shug?
I mean, I took Iowa because I bet Iowa. But look at, if you, it's crazy because women's basketball started last year. That Final Four, we were talking about it. We were watching it. We were talking about it. Iowa upsets South Carolina. LSU puts the beat down on Iowa. There's the you can't see me, the ring point. And from that point on, it just went, it took off. And all we heard was, all you've heard, like, when's the last time they've had a story that we've said college, men's college basketball? It has only been Angel Reese. You know, something going on with their team. Haley Van Lift took off to LSU. You know, Caitlin Clark breaking all these records. Then you got Juju Watkins, who now is the next one up. You got Beckers from UConn. Connecticut. Sorry, UConn. Said, UConn. You know, how she got UConn hurt the last 2 years, and she was supposed to be what Caitlin Clark is right now, and now she's coming into her own. And them getting to the, you know, possibly Elite Eight, Final Four. You know, Juju Watkins, you got the girl from Notre Dame. The person that went down from Texas, I don't know her name, but she was a national point guard who looked great, and then they lost her due to injury. Mm-hmm. And all we've heard, all we've talked about is these games and the women's side. And then you started getting into the, you know, the championships of, as far as like, you know, the Big 10, the Big 12, you know, SEC, ACC and all this stuff. And it was just gearing up. And we know that they set this up. Like they purposely put them on the same side because they wanted to see them. And then you, like I said, if you looked at the other side, you had USC, you had UConn, and it just, those four on that side, just the stories are all there. If you know, if Juju can get past UConn, a storied school, you know, if Clark can beat LSU, or if LSU bleeds Clark, you know, and, you know, is able to put her, you know, send her home packing, you know, you got all those storylines. And then that's not even the Final Four. If you get a Paige versus a Caitlin Clark, or you get an Angel Reese versus a Juju Watkins, or you get a Juju Watkins versus a Clark, like there's so many storylines. And then on the other side, you have South Carolina, who didn't lose this year. And we ain't even talking about them. We're talking about LSU, Iowa, all these other schools. And South Carolina's like, what about us? Why aren't we getting this kind of attention? And you brought up your graphic. It's not even Iowa versus LSU. It's Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, and these splits. And you talked about, me and Bronny were talking about this other day from yesterday about the story that came about their coach. And, you know, and I will say this, you know, I LSU is a great team. Angel Reese, she is that player. She is that, you know, and you showed up to me last year, Hendo. She's like, she's from Baltimore. We laughed when she pulled that girl by her hair and all this stuff. It was funny, but it's you, you, we all sit here and say, you know, people get mad and say, oh, it's ghetto, this and that. Men do worse. Go look at when Reggie Miller used to go and try to tap you in the nuts when you would shoot a three. He'd do it to Kobe Bryant all the time. Look at
Chris Paul right Chris now. Paul. Chris
yeah.
Draymond all Green. These, everybody all these on the people. Warriors roster.
But nobody complains about that. But because Angel Reese does the you can't see me, because Caitlin Clark, now we want to be mad. But they can't, with LA, our newspaper came out with some story.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and we're trying to, you know, talk about good versus evil and things like that. And
The dirty debutante, says what he
yeah.
called it. Yeah, they edited that out after everybody.
But you know what pisses me off about this? It ruins, you're not only ruining what's going to be great, because tomorrow's probably going to be the most watched women's basketball game ever. But you're also then turning around and putting this pressure on players, because not only are you talking bad about Angel Reese, but then if you're not supporting Angel Reese, well, then it makes you seem like, who are you supporting? Caitlin Clark. So then people hate her. Like, I've seen so many videos of people just hating on her. Like, she's good. Like, there's, like, if you want to say, look, you know what, she's a good player right now, but, you know, Juju Watkins is coming, all that. Hey, it happens. Like, you know, that happens in sports. Along comes another better player. That's just life. But there's so many people just hating on Caitlin just because other people are saying stuff. She is, the first question they asked her yesterday, oh, it's you versus Angel Reese again. She's like, LSU is a great team. I have nothing but respect for them. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game. You know, Never said one bad thing about LSU. Didn't say anything bad about Angel Reese. What do you see in the comments? Oh, Angel Reese is ghetto. Oh, we're going to take down Angel Reese. She's so cocky. She's so this, so that. So then people that defend Angel Reese turn around and take it out on Caitlin Clark. Oh, well, she's great white hope. She's all you white people have. This that. And I just think it's unfair. Like, it's just really an unfair thing to do, especially to kids. If you want to talk about it, they're a little older, you know, 21, 22. But it's unfair to put all these pressures on these women who are going to make the WNBA relevant, who are making NCAA women's basketball relevant right now. Enjoy the moment. Don't ruin it by making it a something that's not. And let you know, we got some secret footage, someone recorded StreamYards, Caitlin Clark saying F those girls because, you know, whatever, and all that stuff. That's different. And I guarantee you, there's the boogeyman. Where was I going at before I got rudely interrupted by the boogeyman?
You know who runs that household,
right? Wow. Scares me. No, but I'm saying, you know, I did lose my train of thought, but it's going to be a great game. It's probably going to be one of the most watched NCAA women's basketball games ever. People are going to be tuning into that. You know, this is a good thing for women's basketball. It's a good thing for the NBA, WNBA. It's a good thing for college and NCAA. And, you know, it's leaving a lot of sour taste in people's mouth. Because, you know, tomorrow, if Caitlin Clark wins, people are just going to bash Angel Reese. And if Caitlin Clark loses and Iowa loses, it's going to be, see, she's overrated. You know, things like that. And it's just like, enjoy the moment. Let's not, you know, obviously there's people that want to make it about race, which it could, you know, possibly be. It could be a thing. And people try to make it a race thing because they do gravitate to what they are more comfortable with. And people aren't comfortable with Angel Reese because of the skin of her color. And people are comfortable with Caitlin Clark, but they do the same thing. They both trash talk. They both do the same thing. You can't, and that's the hypocritical part about it. You can't be okay with what Caitlin does, but mad about what Angel does. Like, you have to sit there and you have to be a reasonable person and say, you know what, they both do the same thing. Let me enjoy the game that they put on the floor, rather than say, oh, well, Angel Reese is ghetto and look what she does, when Lily Caitlin Clark that's does the same thing.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that clip where they had Caitlin Clark's teammate being knocked down and she just looked down at him and was like, give me the ball?
I mean, Caitlin Clark is a scorer. Like, she is a scorer. She's about getting the ball in the bucket.
What's that got to do being a teammate, though?
You can't score if you don't have the ball in your hands, Sender.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
On the other side of the court, though.
Huh?
They were on the other side of the court.
Okay, but so she has to go to the other side of the court and score, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I get what you're saying.
I mean, but he's the leader of that team. That's her team. You know, that's her team. I will say this though. They didn't have homegirl. I forgot her name. It starts with an S on Iowa. And we joke a lot about this, Hendo, but they didn't have no black girls on that team. And they went and got one.
She was on the team.
No, she's a freshman.
You're talking about the other one. It's another one that was there.
No.
The girl that started.
All of their starters are back from last year. Like, it's essentially the same team. They lost a couple. I looked at the team yesterday. So like,
their center was that white girl, or Grady or something like that.
They lost two players.
Yeah, but the black girl now that's starting, who are playing now, are not freshmen.
They were on the team.
Oh, I thought she was freshman. Well, the black girl that they got in the starting lineup, that girl right there is going to be the key to winning because she's tough and she's gonna have to take those boards away from Reese, you know,
and get her into
foul trouble.
And that's the thing. They love to compare Reese and Caitlin Clark to one another.
They don't even play the same position.
They don't play the same position. And Reese is not really a scorer, but she's going to get you a double-double. And I think with her, as in with men's sports, she uses the intimidation factor. And when men intimidate other men, it's kind of like, oh, cool, look at him, staring them down, trash-talking them. He's getting them out of his game. But when a woman does it, that's not ladylike. That's so ghetto. I don't understand it. But for me, I think what the college basketball realm, and which will in the future kind of trickle over to the WNBA, and I've told Brownie this before, they're trying to make this a Magic Bird type situation. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to translate and bring that over into the WNBA. For me personally, I love it all. And like you said earlier, South Carolina's not even being mentioned. And I think that's because South Carolina lost, I think, like 80% of their scoring from last season. So they're essentially a brand new team. And how do I know this? Because I'm watching a lot of women's college basketball. I find it interesting because, you know, the fundamentals are different. We don't get to see a lot of dunking, but these games have been really exciting. And I think that a lot of people are missing out by not watching women just because they are women. But for me, LSU is going to take this. Caitlin Clark may get her.
It's going to be a tough game.
But Flaze, she going to do her thing. What's going on, Ryan? He says, I do believe the time has passed for the Ravens on the Super Bowl with Hobbs as the head coach. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's actually correct. What's up, Weezy? How you feeling? So, who do you guys have to win the actual championship?
I have Iowa.
I got LSU.
I have Iowa versus, I think, USC in the Final Four with South. I think I had South Carolina and Utah, but Utah let me down. So it's, you know, South Carolina and NC State. So I'll take South Carolina and Iowa in the finals, and I think Iowa's going to beat them again.
Who am I for? My four were Texas, LSU, South Carolina, and USC. Those were my final four.
I think I had Texas, actually. I didn't have Utah. I had Texas, but I had SC.
But I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you see NC State in the championship game. Don't be surprised.
I will be very surprised. You had asked Shug, about, you know, if there are any storylines in the men's game, you know, because the women's game has so many. I got one storyline for you in the men's game, and it's goddamn Kyle Filipowski going 3-for-12 in a game to try and get to the Final Four and get the hell off my team, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Flip.
3-for-12.
He's not that dude. Flip is not
that
dude.
I think we were hanging out last night, and me and Ferris were talking about it. You know, the first one of the freshmen to lead their team and lead them to the Final Four was, you know, USC. They won the national championship, which was when Sharon Miller played. Sharon Miller. You know, and you know, USC hasn't been to the Final Four since Lisa Leslie. You know, actually, they hadn't been to the Elite Eight, but yeah, Lisa Leslie. You know, and Sharon Miller was coaching USC. So that's an interesting story. I want, you know, being from LA, I want to see USC succeed. You know, I want to see them get to the Final Four because that would be dope. Take out Paige, you know, as good as Paige is, I prefer, you know, Juju over her. And right. Juju looked great. Dude, Juju, I was watching her game against Baylor. And Baylor, that team was good. But right. she was taking and just knocking them down, playing defense. You know, like she's great. I think, you know, a lot of people think that she's going to break Clark's record, NCAA thing. I don't know if she'll stay, but it's interesting when you think about it. We're used to saying that when it comes to the men's side, but the women's side, Why would you leave if you're going to get an NIL? She's going to get an NIL deal.
Who's going to get an NIL deal?
Or she already has one. I mean, I don't know if she does.
They have.
Yeah. Why is she going to go? Why is she going to take off to the WNBA? You know,
they'll still get that endorsement money going to the WNBA. So I mean, it's really just about what they care about more, I guess, or you know, if they want to stay and really kind of cement their legacy in college, or if they're more about the pro game, or you know, in some cases, hey, I'm going to look at what teams are picking at the top, and do I really want to play for the Indiana Fever because they're picking first every year? You know, so I mean, it'll depend.
But I have two questions for you. Do you feel like the women's side of NCAA basketball, the championships mean more?
I'm not going to say they mean more. Yes. I think they mean the same. I think just right now, like we talked about, the interest just isn't there on the men's side because they don't, you don't have the stars kind of built up over a number of years. You know, teams don't get to play together. And so it feels like it means less just because you're not as invested. But I think I think it's probably a temporary thing. They'll find some way to kind of mitigate that as best they can. But right now, yeah, the women, it feels like it's worth more because we're more invested emotionally in these players and these teams.
Yeah, and it may feel like more because being that the women are actually staying, they have chances to repeat. You have these talented young men, and especially if they win a championship, they're one and done. You know, they're getting mentioned in the lottery draft and they're out. So, of course, the team may come back and try to repeat. But when you have the women, you can build a dynasty. And I hope Reg is not in here because you caught at one point in time, built a dynasty. And to me personally, mm-hmm. I think that Paige Beckers is better than Caitlin Clark. That's just my personal opinion. And
Can't Sean played on defense.
Yeah. And the storyline for the men.
She's like Steph Curry out there.
And the storyline for the men, and I hope Reg is not here once again. But how on God's green earth and with a chance to go to the Final Four, do you let a team go on a 30-0 run? How do you let somebody score 30 unanswered points? There you go, Jeremy. How do you let a team go and score 30 unanswered?
You gotta start, you know, right around 15, you start throwing elbows. 22, 23, you start throwing fists.
Hey, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark ain't letting you go 30-0. Angel Reese is pulling your hair.
Shout out to my man Don C for the $4.20 donation. He said, off topic, why when I go to the rec league baseball games, you see no young male black athletes anymore? It's amazing that in Major League Baseball, the black athletes are fewer and fewer.
Because it's not a game that's catered to young black kids. It's just not a game that's catered to them.
And also, from my experience and what I've seen, especially around Baltimore, there are no fields for young black males or black women, young girls to play softball or baseball. They don't have them. They've even taken down the basketball courts, but they put some of them back up. But I see tennis courts and I see other things. So I think that may be a part that plays into it. I just don't know why. Because to me personally, before I was growing up, it was always basketball and it was always football. And I loved it until I started seeing Major League Baseball contracts. And once I saw those contracts, I was like, why are we not highlighting this and getting more of our people into this game? Because you get paid a whole lot of money. Now, they granted you. What, 181 games? 182 games?
162.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of games, but
look at what Shohei Ohtani's making. Like
$2 million a year.
Yeah. For sure. but I think also too, like you said, it's also where you're growing up at because it's not really catered to the inner cities, things like that. And if you go talk to a lot of football players, especially quarterbacks who are black, they play baseball. They played it because they're athletic, and you know it really, if you think about it, lends well to the skill set of a African American person. yet they're not in it because, you know, it's just, again, it's a regional thing. You know, out here in California, there's a lot of baseball fields. Every city we go to, there's baseball fields. Mm-hmm. And really, if we're being honest, I think a lot of parents of young Black kids are pushing their kids toward football and basketball, you know, and not really baseball because of whatever reason.
And nobody likes it.
It may be boring. You make money though, Rodney.
No, but I know you absolutely do. But I do think that's a part of it. And like Banks said, it's just not as popular. And I think part of the reason, like he mentioned hockey as well, is those sports are not as welcoming to Black athletes as football and basketball are.
Thanks.
I had one more question about kind of women's NCAA. Do you guys believe the rumor about the Caitlin Clark and the Big Three contract? Do you believe that Ice Cube did that?
Yeah.
I mean, he came out and said he offered her a contract.
50 mil.
Are you guys upset? But are you guys upset? Like, not you guys, but are you thinking people are really upset about that? Or like, how would they say it? Like, disrespected that they offered her that kind of contract and not others?
I mean, she's the hottest thing out there right now. And it's all about marketing and timing. He's trying to build the Big Three back up. So why wouldn't he? Like, she's a name that everybody recognizes right now. You can name some professional basketball players and people are like, yeah, I know who he is. Cool. But when you mention Caitlin Clark, you get clicks, you get views, you get a whole bunch of things, and you get a whole bunch of attention drawn to your business. So he pays her $50 million, guaranteed he's going to make at least $100 million off.
I think it was just $5 million. It wasn't $50
million. Yeah.
No, it was $5 million?
It was $5 million. Yeah, it's fine. They ain't got no $50 million. Come on, Hendo. But she can play that in the offseason and then play the WNBA and still get paid by them too. So she's double dipping, which is, you know, hey. And I see Jay saying that he
was 5.2.
Yeah, 5.2. Jay saying, I push my kids toward whatever gets them a scholarship. People forget Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, they played baseball. You know, they were baseball players. There's a lot of other people out there that were like that played baseball and football. Like, baseball, it's just, again, I think it's a regional thing because it's hard to play, especially East Coast, you know, mm-hmm. because of the winters. We don't have that in Southern California. You don't have that in Arizona, you know, other than the extreme heat during the summer. I mean, would you rather deal with fires or snow? Every time I hear,
I don't know, it's snowing. Snow. First of all, it's snowing in California right now, sir. So let's not do that.
Not where I'm at.
I'd rather deal with snow.
Hey, the only thing snowing is my keyboard. So,
oh Lord.
All right.
Happy Easter, Mr. Galloway. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Appreciate you.
Switching back to football. What's up, Dre? How you feeling? Switching back to football. Both of you guys, starting with you, Shug. Give me one trade that your team can make right now that you think would make your team better.
Brandon Ayuk, training for Brandon Ayuk, which has been floated out there. The problem is, what assets do we have to give up to the 49ers to get them? There's a lot of things floating out there. I'm wondering if they're just waiting till the draft to get something mm-hmm. done. But I mean, when you tweet at the coach, there's something going on. You know, mm-hmm. it's trying to appease everybody, and I think we're just waiting toward the draft. But don't be surprised if you don't hear anything like that. Other than getting a lineman, I don't think there's a trade out there that would really help us.
How about you, B? Well,
thank you, Dre. Appreciate you, man. For the Panthers, I mean, obviously they're looking at T. Higgins. There you go. But any big time wide receiver, younger wide receiver who they can pair with Bryce Young moving forward, because Deontay Johnson is I thought it was a great trade, but he is just on a 1 year deal. They do need to continue putting weapons around Bryce Young, so I'm gonna go with T. Higgins, or you know, obviously Brandon Ayuk could be great as well, but if Justin Jefferson is available, that's the number one, obviously.
All right, for me. You know, we have all the big names out there that I think that the Ravens could actually trade for. But I thought of a smaller trade that the Ravens could possibly do, which is actually feasible at this time, being that the Ravens are so strapped for cash and they really don't like giving up draft picks. For me, I think that the Ravens could actually trade for offensive tackle Kelvin Beachum from the Arizona Cardinals. Being that the Ravens and Cardinals have a trade relationship with one another, they could bring in Beachum. He is a 14-year veteran, and in 2023, he just signed a 2-year extension. But I think he has 1 year left on that deal, and that contract was only for $5 million. He has the ability to play left tackle, and I think they can move him to right, but he would just be a backup plan just in case something happens to Ronnie Stanley. Or he could just start at right tackle, which is
so what you're saying. What you're saying is birds of a feather flock together.
That's right.
Ravens, Cardinals, get it?
That's right. Sorry. So, we made some trades back and forth. So I think that is one trade that can give us fans, at least, a little peace of mind going into the season, depending upon what they do in the draft. Hopefully, the draft goes, we'll find out April 25th. We'll find out that night what actually happens, because a lot of these publications are still saying that the Ravens are taking a cornerback in the first round. He's a tackle. He's played for he was drafted by the Steelers. He's mm-hmm. played for the Jets. He played 1 year in Jacksonville, and he's been with the Cardinals for I think like 3 or 4 years. And he's a pretty decent tackle. But like I said, he probably has like $2 million left on his deal over there in Arizona. So he's a cheaper option, but he still plays at a decent level, and he's a backup plan just in case something happens to Ronnie Stanley.
So for those who are into this sort of thing. He played 212 snaps last year with a 61.2 grade from PFF. Last year, 2022, 1,178 snaps, 70.6 grade. He had 7 penalties and allowed 5 sacks.
And it was the Cardinals.
I ain't got nothing to do with him blocking the dude in front of him.
He had to make up for the guy next to him. He's mid, right, and that goes with the $2 million contract. Like, he's a cheaper option. Like, I don't know what these other guys are going to do. So, for me, that's just something I think that can help stem the tide. I'm not saying he even needs to come in and start, but that's just an option, because let's say one of these guys don't work out. You have a guy that started 163 games in the NFL, so he has starting experience. And then I think if you actually put a decent guard next to him, he may be all right. Like, I'm not asking him to come to be Superman.
Like, he'd be better than what they have, for sure.
Thanks.
And so you're not asking him to be Cam Newton? Gotcha. That of Cam Newton throwing that guy around like a ragdoll.
All right. Listen, we've been here 1 hour and 7 minutes. We did not plan on going this long. Still 76 people in here. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, Don C, for the donation. If you want to be awesome like Don C, there is a pinned link in the comment section. Today is the last day for loyalty points. And as of right now, I'm not going to hold you. I think Don C is in the lead for the loyalty points. Nice. So this is good. We get a different winner every month.
Congrats to Don C. Appreciate it.
Right. So if you want to rack up on these loyalty points before we go out of here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure that you send the donations. But just being here gets you points. And comment gets you points.
If you want some more points, Venmo Shugnight323 right there. I will definitely get those points into you with Hendo. I'll give you the max amount. So go on and send those donations. Appreciate you.
Yes, you're right. Lamar deserves great, but unfortunately, we're dealing with the Ravens, and offensively, we're not going to see too much great. We need to get what we can right now out of them until they finally realize we need to do better by Lamar.
Hey, is that your saying, Hendo? Be the change you wish to see.
That's not my saying, but that is it's very profound.
I thought that was your saying. Shout out to whoever that is being so inspirational.
Does he inspire you? Because I need you to change.
What would you like me to change?
Stop eating so much sweets.
That's true. I need to change that. Sorry. I have a sweet tooth.
I mean, I didn't say cut out completely.
How about you want me to change that picture of you that he has on his
avatar? I forgot that I had it on, and I changed it. And then when you brought me up, I was like, oh, forgot that I had that there. My bad.
All right. Yeah, listen, this is last stream before we meet up with the patrons this Saturday, April the 6th. Myself, Brodney, Jose.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it.
Myself, Brodney, and Jose. And a bunch of other patrons. Yeah. We're getting together and we're doing a tour of the Baltimore Ravens.
Unfortunately,
we're doing.
I heard Brodney had to do some overtime this weekend.
Nah, we don't do overtime on Saturdays. We don't do overtime on Saturdays. So we're doing a Ravens Stadium tour. Afterwards, we're going to go out, get something to eat, hang out. We're possibly doing a second tour for patrons coming up soon. We're trying to maybe schedule that around training camp. So hopefully we can get there and be there at the time that some of the players are. Maybe hopefully get to meet some players. you never know. Maybe somebody will be there this week. I can't tell you. But I appreciate all the patrons, for all that you do for this channel, for all that you do for this community. You know, I'm sure Bradley appreciates it as well. And he's going to thank you in full force.
I'm not going to be there because I gave up my spot so that someone else could go.
You didn't give up your spot, Bradley.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You did not. And make sure when you see Bradley, you give him a big hug.
Don't do that.
He loves physical touch.
Bradley loves.
That is such an odd way to phrase that. I don't even know what to. Goddamn. No, but you don't need to do that.
He loves firm handshakes.
I don't love that either. It's such weird things to love. What is wrong with y'all?
No, but he does like interacting with everybody. You know, you should have seen Bradley at the meet and greet. Bradley was just so social, just out there mingling with everybody. Nah. And everybody was like, "Yo, who are you?" And I'm like, "That's Bradley." And he's like, "But he's so nice." And I'm like,
"Wow." Okay.
See, if you guys were cool and got to come hang out with us in the backstage, you would learn that Bradley's a great guy.
Bradley's the man. I love the joke, but he's a man. But yeah, I mean, look, if you want to hang out with us after streams, you want to just hang out with the Discord, make sure you go over to patreon.com/OOUG. You can sign up to become a patron for only $5 a month. Once you're in the Discord, you're in the Discord. We don't kick you out. You know, it's just a community that we're building. We have a lot of fun, and somebody's in there 24 hours a day.
Yep.
Don't know why. Some people love to.
Got nothing better to do.
I guess not, because some people love, you know, being up and talking till like 5 in the morning.
Some people do.
You know, we just.
It's like, I mean, and some people be love ignoring messages, you know.
And if some people take one day to be a life person and enjoy life, and they're so wrong for one day. Yes, just enjoying life and doing lifestyle things. If you think about it, think about this. Sunday night, we do the show. We sometimes hang out till 1-2 o'clock in the morning afterwards. Monday night, we get a break after coach's show. Tuesday night after show, we hang out to like 1-3 o'clock in the morning. Wednesday nights after LBHT show, we hang out to like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. If I do Hanging with Hendo on Saturdays, we hang out till 1-2 o'clock in the morning. That's like mostly all week long.
So what you're saying is maybe you got to stop doing so many shows on Mondays.
So the show that gives me the break, I need to stop doing.
Not you can't stop Tuesdays because you made a commitment.
Oh no, I didn't make the commitment. Right? I was threatened.
Oh yes, you did. that's the same thing.
who threatened you and how? We're virtual.
Just this one dude that feels like some days I feel like he's my best friend, and in other days I'm like, yo, this dude does not like me at all. Because he just
sure. why are you talking about Derek that way?
Listen, he just comes out of nowhere. Like we'll be having, I'll be having a conversation. I'll be arguing with Jay in the Discord because for some reason Jay just loves taking shots at the Ravens. So me and
because y'all love taking shots at the Panthers.
I don't take shots at the Panthers until Jay starts. Until Jay starts.
You only taking shots at Lil Cousin?
I don't. Lil Cousin. And then out of nowhere, here comes Bradley. Rah, 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 like a Dungeon Dragon. And I'm like, yo, this is between
Dungeon Dragon. That's not Bradley.
No.
Yeah, that's not Bradley. Bradley comes
like, rah. Nobody believes in this right now.
He don't come like Rah. Bradley has that subtle, dry sarcasm that he loves to hit you with. Am I talking about Colin? No. And see, he know it, Lil Cuz. Like, I love Lil Cuz. Like, I've always loved the Panthers. Like, Sam Mills is one of my favorite players. And I loved him on the Panthers. Like, I've always loved the Panthers. They're they're one of my NFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. No,
that's Usher lyrics, Akilla. Because, you know, we know Hendo loves Usher. He asked if that was Nicki Minaj lyrics. I said, no, that's Usher.
What's an Usher lyric?
I don't know, whatever you said. You always quote Usher. I don't know why you do that.
What did I say to quote him? You just said I quoted him.
I wasn't paying attention.
So how do you know it's an Usher?
Because I just know you.
I spent so much time with you.
I literally talk to you 7 days a week. We talk. It's getting real. It's kind of real.
Listen, this community, and I will before a couple of years ago, I will have went to my grave saying, "It's no way I'm gonna get close with strangers that I don't know and never met in person." But we spend so much time together,
and even when we try not to, he's still not because like we hung out in person. And we're just walking around, talking, just chilling, having a good time. All of a sudden, Hendo's like, "I got to pick up my food. I'm leaving." We're walking around, having a nice afternoon. Hendo on his phone, ordering Chinese, and then just dip.
Hey, he does that in the stream yard too, right? Where we're all talking, and he just leaves. What's up, Zeke? I got to go to the store. What's up, Zeke?
I will admit.
Like they sell grass at your convenience store.
Listen, the store is literally like 40 steps away. So I'll sit there and just take my headphones off, walk to the store, and come
back. Hey, you know what I just thought of, Brian?
Sugar's still talking.
Brian, you know what I just thought of right now? This is Hendo's favorite holiday, Easter. Because all the grass he gets.
You know what I had to...
He took all the candy out the basket and just like, I love just it.
Y'all funny. You know what I actually had today? Somebody brought me a vegan scone, and it was delicious.
Oh, hey, let's be honest, Bronny. Dream takes all the candy out and looks at him and says,
So listen.
The floor is like, pick it up, old man.
So listen, it's four Easter baskets. It's four Easter baskets sitting all together. Lie to you not. Four Easter baskets sitting all together. Every time Dream went up to my basket and took all of my stuff. I'm the only one with candy. And then I took it, and it was the exact same candy. And I said, "Here, take this one." She's like, "I don't want that. Give me that one." And she ate all my candy.
Because she wants to be close to you.
Yes, the vegan spot was actually pretty good. I understand she wants to be close to me, but you have the same candy.
It doesn't matter. She wants your candy.
How would she know?
She wants pop-up candy.
She is. Yeah. She's going to be
here. You're going to share candy, watch Encanto, watch Moana.
She don't watch that anymore. She don't watch
whatever she wants to watch, Hendo. I don't know. Like, she ain't my grandkid.
It's baby show.
Did you guys watch Coco yet?
Coco Melon?
Coco.
The little Mexican kid.
No.
Why you gotta say it like that? The little Mexican kid.
He is Mexican.
He is.
I think.
First of all, black man, calm down, shoot. Black man, calm down, shoot. That's right, Dave. I never know what we got. Moana 2 is coming.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, Moana 2 and the live action version of Moana is coming out.
Live action. I don't care about live action. But you know, so whatever the baby wants, she'll be here for 5 days.
Yeah.
You're so happy. You try to argue I'm now, not, but you're so happy.
I'm not happy because right? I'm the only one that she hangs around.
Yeah. That's good.
It's not good.
Yes, it is.
And then when she gets old enough, she's gonna be doing streams with you. So like that's just stream revenue coming in. So, yeah, so stop complaining.
She can't sit still.
Fishka. Every kid can sit still when they see themselves on camera. They love that shit.
You might be right. Because if I leave my laptop open and she sees this open, she comes and she's like, "Where's that?" Like, not today. You're not embarrassing me today.
She's never once embarrassed you. Everybody loves Dream.
Everybody does love Dream. She's my special little girl.
That's right.
All right.
You should go to his other channel and see that video he put up of Dream. It's adorable. It really is.
Oh, you saw that?
I did see it.
What's up, Kendrick? How you doing today? Happy Easter. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
What's going on? Hey, what's up, Kendrick? How you feeling, man?
Kendrick.
Kendrick. It's Kendrick.
Is it Kendrick? I said it right.
You said Kendrick.
There's no M.
It's no N. It's Kendrick.
Kendrick, my bad. You know I can't talk. I can't speak.
All right, we reached the end of the show. So this is chat talk, viewers' views, whatever y'all want to talk about. For the next couple minutes, if you have anything you want to discuss, bring up, now is your time to do it. Because other than that, we're going to get up out of here because I have a galaxy to save.
What are you playing now?
Mass Effect
2. Mass Effect 2.
Why do you play these horrible games that Brian wants you to play?
Because it was free.
Is it a horrible game, Ender?
It's not a horrible game.
Okay.
And it was a horrible game. And it was free. So.
And it's an incredible game.
You know, I had someone make a comment. Saying
you too, because
you know I like playing all kinds of games.
No, you don't.
I'm really stuck.
You like playing two kinds of games,
Right.
I would play Warzone. I would play Warzone if I was more into the meta, but I like playing.
That's not a different kind of game.
So no, but I play MLB. I play Magic. Like those are the games I play.
But you only play Magic and Apex Predator. Those are the only two games
I used to play. Yeah, now it's Fortnite. But I had someone make a comment saying, if you play whatever game, Fortnite, that you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm thinking, when did all of a sudden did we like become such pieces of crap that we can't just play what we enjoy without putting a label on somebody?
Love
like,
what you love, man.
Yeah, like
I just think you don't really particularly enjoy them. And I would like for you to find a game that makes you happy.
And you don't always yell at. Thanks. A game that you don't say every 2 days, I'm not playing this ever again. I hate this game.
Well, that's just life. Like,
man, Helldivers, that's too intense for me. I played the first one and I kind of followed the second one. I don't have it, but it looks like it's incredibly fun, but something that I would personally hate.
If I didn't have to buy it, I think I can get Brodney to, you know, if we didn't have to spend money on it, I would say Brodney, me, and Hendo get it and we can play it. But
I don't do that. You got me with Call of Duty.
Yeah, you got me with Call of Duty.
First off, you never. We played one time and then you didn't want to play after that. So that's
played,
not me. That's
we
not
played three times. We played that's three why, times. That's why I don't play online. Did you stop playing?
That's why I don't play online, Don.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't play online one time after I got Call of Duty.
You don't ever want to play online. I always ask you to play online. You're like,
game. I bought did, the game to play with you all, and then you jumped onto something else, and you never played online.
Thanks. Well, I played with Hendo,
and then I'm sitting over here, and my nieces are playing Call of Duty, trash talking people, and I'm like, I
with the worst trash talk ever,
the best trash talk ever.
Look, if you were in those old Black Ops lobbies, okay. Ooh-wee. That's like, thank God they don't have proximity chat in Fortnite and everything.
But Dawn,
Tell me you wouldn't go to bed crying if you got shot in the face and heard a teenage girl here like, you thought, silly goose. That'd be the end of your call. That's probably what happened. You should.
I turn the game off. Like, who are you calling silly goose?
Call me a real name. Call me the B word.
Call me something offensive.
Right?
That's a silly goose.
Right. Are we trying to make this a 2-hour stream?
No, we're trying.
Yeah, Jay knows. 2010 COD servers were off the. Ooh.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Were
no, they're not as bad at you because you'll get kicked. Because now you can report people. You couldn't report anybody back then, so you just had to deal with it. And you could mute everybody, but if you did it, you just heard a bunch of people yelling, God knows what, at you.
I'm a grown man. I don't report anybody. Say what you feel. I don't really care. I'm winning. So I love new 12-year-olds. I'm like
I don't win. I report everybody.
I'm like Thor in that movie when he's like new master. I'm reporting new everybody. Messing me again. I'm not reporting everybody.
I'm reporting everybody.
No, I don't report. I just turn the game off and go back to my single player games.
So we all got Call of Duty. We gonna play Call of Duty?
No, man, that was last year. I deleted that shit. It's 192 gigs or something. I'm downloading that again.
And you gotta remember, he doesn't have a PS5 anymore. So
yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
On Tuesday,
right?
So yeah. tell you know who I'm not going to be doing any work on Tuesday either.
Kind of. Yeah. So we're all getting off early tomorrow.
Rise of the Ronin.
I mean, I'm not getting off early. I'm getting off normal time.
Like tomorrow,
if I go to work at home, 12, work early,
12:30, 1 o'clock.
You keep saying that.
I'm gonna call out tomorrow.
Oh, they're gonna have a bunch of goofy stuff.
I don't understand.
We got a special. Why? We got a special meeting tomorrow.
There are still 70 people here. Like, what are you getting out of this?
66.
They want to talk to us about video game. This is why old man gamers need to come back.
Yeah, you should be on there streaming. You stream video games.
Okay, then give me access to the damn thing so I can do it.
We told you that months ago. Didn't want to do it.
All right, you said no.
I didn't say no. I just said, yes, Bronny, I wanted Bronny to do it with me. But apparently, you know. Goodness.
Apparently, Anti-Pop has a message that he wants us to hear. Duke only has one star player.
You already put that up earlier. They have zero star players, Attitude.
They don't have any. They don't have any star players, to be honest. But you know, Anti-Pop likes to, until we acknowledge him.
Yeah, but you already put it up earlier.
Did I really?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it earlier because you put it up on the screen. I'm like, why'd you put this up on the screen?
Oh, because it's Attitude Pop.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. Jay, I can't wait for that. The hot dog dance after you snipe somebody in the head. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What?
That's okay, so Fortnite merged with Disney. So what they're trying to do you remember the movie Ready Player One?
Ready Player One, yeah.
Okay, they're actually actively trying to do that. So they're trying to make
a universe?
That you'll be able to go on and
hey Shook, explain and stop playing the game.
Right.
First off, don't tell me what to do in my life.
Okay? I'm gonna take you down.
Okay, it just means I can play more. So they're trying to actively build Ready Player One with Fortnite. So you'll be able to go into this whatever and be able to basically run around this world, play Fortnite in one, watch movies, like the same thing you did in Ready Player One.
Right.
And buy content, things like that, interact with other people. So it's basically gonna be
The metaverse.
You know, the metaverse, but with Fortnite. But if you think about it, Disney has all that money, so they're gonna be able to make it really nice, you know, really cool. And so
you think happens. But Zuckerberg has all that money too, and the metaverse is what it is.
We have a VR, but I don't know how do you even get into the metaverse.
Specific app that you download. I think it's called Horizons. Now they had changed the name recently. I forget. I'll have to let you know. But yeah, you can go in there. You can watch basketball games in VR. You can watch concerts. You know, comedy shows, like all that kind of stuff. And then they have a bunch of games.
Can we go in there and hang out?
I mean, they have this one game. It's DeMeo, right? Thank you, Horizon Worlds. And it's kind of like it's essentially like a Dungeons and Dragons game. It's like a tabletop game, and then like all of your avatars are around the table, and you're playing with miniatures. And you can just kind of watch you say whatever you're gonna do, you make your move, and you just kind of watch the miniatures play it out. Seems pretty cool, but
you know what would be dope if they put magic on there?
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
I would be a happy camper.
Can be a magician, but
no.
Yeah, you know, nobody
Magic
wants to
the
play
Gathering
a card game in
yes,
virtual
they do.
Reality. Why?
You know what? You know what I want? Have y'all seen 3 Body Count?
Not yet. I'm gonna read the books before I watch it. I know I'm not gonna do it, but I'm gonna watch it.
They got this little thing they put on their head, and it immerses them in this world. I want something like
that. Yeah, you mean like the Apple
headset? I don't know because our community has not purchased one for us yet.
Yeah, we're still $3,500 away of the $3,500 headset. I hate y'all.
We need to put up a scale for people to donate for it.
But anyway, like,
whoa.
I know you saw that.
I'm gonna go download it right now. Yo, I'm gonna go download it right now. It's game over. Don't let a certain somebody we know about that, okay?
I'm telling her tomorrow.
You telling who? The boogeyman?
Oh, you talking about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell that person. The boogeyman ain't gonna care.
Really?
No, I doubt it very much.
Yeah, you see, you see his voice soften a little bit when he said it.
Yeah, shut up. You'll be like, more time with him not bothering me? Cool.
All right. Hour and 30 minutes in.
You see what I told you? Every single time you say, oh, we're not going to be here long. Hour and a half. Every time.
I didn't think the people, because when we started,
this is why I tell you I'm not coming to do the show on Sundays. It's not because I don't like doing the show, I don't like hanging out with you. It's because it's a half hour show and you stretch it out to an hour and a half every time.
It's an hour show,
it's not an hour show.
It's a 45 minute to an hour.
I never agreed to that. You know, I never agreed to that.
it's a 30 minute until dot dot dot. And somehow, you know, we started talking. Listen, we started talking about so many different things outside of football, and you know, time just.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely what happens.
But an hour and a half. Appreciate all you still 69 people in here. You know, going crazy over here at this channel. Appreciate y'all. Sure, let the people know where they can find you and that outstanding Steelers, Ravens, Panthers content that you have.
Well, you're going to find me in the Horizon World Strip Club soon.
Mr. Foster, why?
They never told me that. No, you can find me on SugKnight323 on TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. You can also find me at SugKnight1323 on Twitch, where I have recently been playing MLB The Show 24. Shout out to Roberto Clemente, who has just been killing it for me.
Going two for two every time. Team, the Steelers, and those yellow uniforms look fantastic, bro.
Key, I hate you. I hate you. It's gold.
They are gold. Bright yellow, and it looks
they
amazing.
They're gold. They're gold.
Really bringing that tropical vibe.
And you can find me on Tuesdays at 6:45 PST, 9:45 Eastern, with these two fellows doing our show, The Steel Conspiracy, which I don't think we'll be doing this weekend because my daughter has a softball game. I'm trying to make sure she doesn't get Korean barbecue. So we may actually do a show tomorrow.
Nope.
Are you guys doing Ravens Roundtable?
We have a show. Yes, so we have a show tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll do it after Ravens Roundtable. Talk about the NCAA. It'll be quick. It'll be quick.
False. Yeah, don't worry. Fake news. In fact, now that you mention that, I may not be doing the Ravens Roundtable tomorrow because NCAA games.
Oh yeah.
So if you're not doing Ravens Roundtable, then we can do a show after.
Why would I not do that show and then do this show?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, I do.
Please.
You look like a mischievous child.
Hey, Shug. Could it be the special news that's coming tomorrow, Shug?
What special news?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
I'll tell you off after.
It's not you congratulating somebody on camera, is it?
It is.
Well, can you hold off on congratulating people this time?
No. That's what I said after. Like, after. So you don't?
All right, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate everybody.
All right, buddy. Let the people know where they can find you and all the shows that you got going on Monday through Saturday. And then twice on Sundays.
Find me on Lunch Break Hot Wednesday evening at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time for the LBHT show, which we follow up with the overtime show for patrons. You can find me on Sundays here for this half-hour show with Hendo. On Mondays over on Sit to Tally Films with Coach, my brother Jose, Chris Just Joking, OTR Mike, Hendo for the Ravens Roundup. Tuesday, like Shug said, over on SugKnight323 for the Steel Conspiracy at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time. And then sometimes. You never know when. You never know why. You can find me on Ring Kings Podcast, which is just the best boxing podcast on YouTube.
Facts. I can
do too many shows.
He does a lot of shows.
Yeah, cut that Monday one out.
And then Saturdays, you can find me in the chat for Hanging with Hendo. For patrons, you know, he likes to be a little slippery on that when we don't have a set time, but he sends out the notification. So definitely sign up. He talks about any and everything. If you're a patron, you can get on the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about with Hendo. It's a great time.
I know he made excuses yesterday.
We're all sitting there waiting. I do have a special topic for this weekend though. And it's something a little bit different. You got to see, but it's something a little bit different than we're normally used to talking about. What? I don't have the props for it. So, all right, we're gonna have a discussion about what?
What?
Go ahead. This is gonna be. I want to discuss this issue. Not an issue, but something that I feel is a little bit off to me. So there are these conjoined twins, and they just got married.
Oh, shit, I don't want to. I don't even want to hear the rest of this.
No, but that's it. And I just want to know. I want to have a discussion about how weird it is. And how does the other sister feel being connected to the one that got married?
I mean, they feel the same way they felt their entire lives.
Wait, is this going to be on your Patreon, right?
Yes.
So it could be rated R? Oh, I got to be there for this because I got some things to say about this.
I mean, yeah, it's closed off, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you say anything you want to say because it's not for public consumption.
Well, unless there's some certain people there.
Yeah.
This is the patrons. We say what we want to say there. Closed doors.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, heard that one before, right, Rodney?
And then you'll get a lecture.
you start talking to you.
Then you got to message people and say.
I mean. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, you know, great show, fellas. Appreciate y'all hanging out with me. And like I said, you can find us tomorrow on Coach Evan's channel, Sit the Tally, during the Ravens Roundup at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can then find me. You're lying. Then you can find me on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. with my man, Mr. Galloway, on Electric Relaxation with Mr. Galloway. I do believe we are talking some heavy D this week.
No, or is it this week?
Anything hip-hop, definitely head over there and hit subscribe. They do a fantastic job every week. If you don't know Dre, you're going to love Dre.
Yeah, Dre's amazing. I saw a different thing, though.
It may be something else. I have to check because the one thing that I give Dre credit for that we don't do, Dre has all his stuff set up for months at a time. And you'll see three or four of them set up. So I don't know which one's coming next. I think we're talking about Flage. And her as an athlete and her as her hip hop career. So make sure you come. It's going to be a fun time. Then after that, you find us three once again on Shug Knight 323 doing the Steel Claw.
That's not what it's called.
Which might be going on tomorrow. So just
fine. It's not going on tomorrow.
It's not happening tomorrow.
I only do one stream on Mondays.
It's not the name of the show, and it's not happening tomorrow. Do y'all want people to find it?
I'm sorry. It's called a Steel Conspiracy. Quote Claw. But yeah, that's stream like 5-6 days a week. I need to start cutting back. I do too much.
Yeah, the boogeyman said we stream too damn much. And if we're not streaming, we're in the damn stream yard.
Talking.
Way too much.
But we're trying to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to build up this community. You know, Lunch Break Hot Take. They're on the road to 2,000 subs. They are very close. Make sure you go over there and subscribe and get them to 2,000. I myself, I think I'm like 70 away from 4,000. So if you have not already,
that video got you.
Listen, that one video got me 1,200 subs.
Jeez.
So I think I might have to start going back to that. I might have to go back to that avenue again, especially with the Olympics coming up. But I don't want this to be more or less track and field channel.
Hey, look who comes in here saying, "Give the people what they want." If that's the case, Ferris. We need a reunion show. I'm just saying.
Give the people what they want. Shout out to my man Ferris. Listen, my man Ferris has built himself a network.
Well, Ferris, I'm gonna send you the links to see if you guys don't seem like they want to leave.
Let's get ready. Network, especially the highlights where you have a Giants fan and you have a Dallas Cowboys fan. Good friends, better rivals. They got a lot of good things. They got trivia, movie night, wrestling, everything that you could want. Any kind of there entertainment. You go, Ferris.
Jump in.
They have it, and let's not do that because Ferris is actually going to keep us here for hours at a time if we let him in. So we're going to get out of here. Make sure y'all stay safe. Yeah, we are. Make sure y'all stay safe. Make sure you enjoy this beautiful weather that's coming because over here in Baltimore, it's like 60 now, but tomorrow it might be 35. Who the hell knows? I don't know. And until then, until next week.
You stream more.
Right? Go do your...